Bez Hashem is Bochur begin Perek Shiva Asa, the 17th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Ma'amar Leib in the Laws of Lend and the Bar and the Sifrei Mishpatim, the Book of Judgments, where we continue the theme of the previous program discussing the halachas of collection, specifically in this parak regarding the collecting when it relates to the inheritors, the Yerushim of the lender and of the bar. As Rambam gives a halacha regarding the oath that Yerushim have to take in certain situations. So Mal B'Shemes, if a lender dies, the inheritor comes litvayas aleva b'shtar sha'olav to collect from the bar with the document that he has on him. V'amar, and the bar says, "Parati lavicha, I already paid up your father." V'yerushim, the inheritor says, "Any day, I don't know anything about this." So imle, we tell him. In other words, the judges tell the bar, "Amoy b'shamle, what do you mean? Get up and pay to the inheritor." And we don't make any oath. If a guy comes with a document, you got to pay up. Now, omar, if he says, "Yishavali, I want you to swear to me," which he could make the collector swear also. In this situation, so the inheritor has to swear, holding a holy object. Now, he doesn't know what he's swearing about. He swears, that our father did not deposit by us or tell us or promise through someone else. Not either through someone else, or he didn't tell us with his own mouth. And neither did we find among the documents of our father, so we were never told that this was paid up. Then the goyva, then they can go ahead and collect from the bar. Halacha beis mesa loiva achar shemesa malva. Let's say the borrower died after the lender died. Uvahayirish liparim in ayirish. So now the inheritor of the lender, who died first, is coming to collect from the yirish of the bar. So lipare ele b'shvua could only collect with an oath because he's collecting from the yirishim. Va'omer leitchila. And we tell him initially, in other words, the judges tell the inheritors of the lender, even though the inheritors of the bar are not necessarily asking for this, and that's the difference between if the leiva is around or if the leiva died, yeshava, you have to swear, like we said in the previous halacha, shlipa kol na'aba, that our father did not direct us anything, he didn't command us, neither did our father tell us, neither did we find among the documents of our father, shashtar zepurur, that this document was paid up. And v'fila hoya hayerish katan, and even if the inheritor was a minor, hamutal barisa, that was in the cradle, kishemes marisha, when the one who has bequeathed him these documents had died, doesn't make a difference. How he's a nishba v'nitl, the halacha is that he has to swear. Only then could he collect from the yarish of the leva. Now, and this is specifically we're saying that the borrower died after the lender, where when the lender died, the borrower was still alive. But then when he's coming to collect, he's collecting from the yarish of because subsequently the borrower died. Now, let's say the lender commanded at the time of his death, he's explicitly told him that it's not paid up. Okay, then you put out Yerush B'leishvu, then the inheritor could collect it without an oath, even from the inheritor, because the whole oath is that we don't know that it was paid up. To the contrary, the father said explicitly it wasn't, so there's no need for that oath. Halacha Gimel, Mesa Loi B'tchila. But let's say the borrower died first, V'achkach Mesa Malva, and then the lender died, now you have the two Yerushim. Here it's different. The inheritors of the lender cannot collect from the inheritors of the borrower anything. Why would that be? What's the difference? Because at the moment that the borrower died and the lender is still alive, the lender is obligated to swear, and only then could he collect. Like we explained this previously, that halacha is that when you're collecting from Yerushim, you have to first take an oath. And if that's the case, now, since he already died, the ain or the meidish shvua, and the person cannot bequeath an oath. In other words, the money that could only be collected with an oath, he cannot bequeath that labanav. That's not part of the Yerusha. He can't give that over to his sons because she ain michem li shaveyeh. They cannot swear the oath shaloi nifravim klum that their father was not paid up at all because they don't know if it was paid up or not. And that's an oath that the father was already obligated in because the lender was still alive when the bar had died, and from the Yerushim he would have to make such an oath. And therefore, they cannot inherit that, and they cannot take over that role. Now, the other hadain, but if let's say the judge violated, vishbi yoshimalva, and in such a situation, he did make the inheritors of the lender take an oath, and v'gavoschem, they collected their debt, eimet simiyad, but don't take it away from them. So, therefore, they have the following ramification. Shtarchev shal yisayim, when you have a document of debt of orphans, abundantly put him in the same, that's coming to collect from the orphans, shemei savim alei b'tchila, that their father, the bar, died first, which halacha we just said, so in Karinaisai, you don't tear up the document, but in Magvila, you cannot collect with it, as we explained. In Goyim, you cannot collect with it because she ain't the Marishabulabana. Like we said, that Kamesh Bian, like we explained, that a person cannot bequeath an oath to his son, and there's no way they collect. But then Karina said, neither do we tear up the document because Shema Yavad Dayan Shiyadim Yetzib, but because maybe a judge will come and litigate with it and collect with it, although inappropriately, but ultimately will be a collection. So therefore, you don't tear it, but you don't collect with it. And again, if it is collected, then they do collect. Halacha Dal. Afilo Hayisham Arif. Even if there was a guarantor and the inheritors of the lender are coming to collect from the guarantor, because they can't collect from the borrower, like we said, because the mesa lay betchila and the borrower died first. The inheritors of the malva cannot collect from the guarantor. Why not? Because if you're going to say you put him up, they're going to collect from the guarantor. Then the guarantor is going to go back and collect from the inheritors of the borrower, and ultimately they're going to end up being paying. Which again, we're saying that that's not appropriate because it really requires a shvuah. So even though it's going from this other circuit, again, one cannot collect from the guarantor. Halacha hey. Now, however, in Dan Medin Zeh, we cannot learn out from this halacha that a person cannot bequeath an oath to his yarshim, to his sons. L'chala demilei, can't compare it to anything that's similar. Because if someone creates a deficiency in his document, meaning when you have a lender that agrees in court that part of the debt in this document was already paid up, and then he dies, although the lender himself cannot collect el b'shvolim with oath because you already created some type of a flaw in the document, it's not fully intact, the sons actually could swear. In other words, they could inherit this document, even though it requires an oath for the father. They could swear that our father did not direct us or command us. Neither did we find amongst the documents of our father that the entire, because we know some of it, that the entire document was paid up, that we don't know. And therefore, they could collect the remainder of the document, whether from the lender or even from the inheritors, and therefore, this halacha is not necessarily universal. It will depend on the context of the specific case. So we said it regarding the halacha that we described of the leva dying first, but not necessarily in every case. Like hapagim mishtar, would we say this halacha would apply? Halacha vav continues regarding when you have the yershim actually denying certain situations that actually would allow them to collect the lender. Actually, without an oath. How so? So, Yerusha b'ligbas min Yerusha. Let's say we have this case of inheritors collecting from inheritors. But the inheritors of the borrower say, Amalon Abba, our father said, who was claimed to be the borrower, I actually never borrowed this debt. How did Yerusha Mava, actually, in this case, the inheritors of lender could be good and Shalabish would actually collect without an oath? Why is that? Because whoever says, I didn't borrow, it's like as if he said, I didn't pay up. Because obviously, if you didn't borrow, you didn't pay up. Now, the same thing as a lender who's coming to collect from the inheritors of the borrower. But they said, our father said, I never borrowed this debt. He could collect without an oath. You would usually have to swear in collecting Yerushim. Moreover, even if he believed him in this document, that Kozman Shama Parati, whenever he's going to say, I paid up, that he'll be believed. Here, he could even collect without an oath. Why? Because whoever says, I didn't borrow, like it said, I didn't pay up. So who cares that he trusts him? He himself is saying, I didn't pay up, because if you didn't borrow, you obviously didn't pay up, because you never borrowed. And therefore, actually, but since we have documentation, which we know he borrowed, and therefore you could collect from him even without an oath. Halacha Zayin continues regarding, when can you not collect from Yerushim? So Yerusha boli parim in aleiva. If there's an inheritor that's coming to collect from a borrower, in a document where there's trustworthiness that was given to the borrower, that is kozman shayema, the document said, whenever he's going to say, Pardati, I paid up, that way he's going to be believed. So the borrower swears a rabbinic oath that he paid up this document, but if then he's going to be exempt. Now, officially, possibly, even though it didn't write, wasn't written in the document, I didn't say you're going to be believed even on my inheritors, but shikar shtar, because the primary document was based on this condition, therefore it will be even for the yershim. Now, I'm hisno love, let's say he stipulated on him that he'll be believed even without any oaths, then ain't anish, but then the borrower doesn't even have to swear. A yerushim alv, even to the inheritors of the lender. Halacha ches, yerush katan, an inheritor that's a minor, shayishtar chiv la'av, that there was a document of debt owed to his father. But v'yatzalav shayver, but the owing bar parity produced a receipt. Achar misas alv, after the father had died, saying to the yerushim, look, we have a receipt that we paid up. In Karnas Ashtar, we don't tear up the document, but we cannot collect with it. Until the orphans become mature, they become adults. because although there's a receipt, and that's why you cannot collect with it, but we don't tear it up because shemesh shemesh emezuyif. Maybe this receipt is forgery, and lefikach leitziyah halavi b'chayov. That's why the bar didn't produce it when the father was still alive. So therefore, we don't do anything with it. We wait till they become adults to contest this receipt. Halacha Tes contends regarding what happens if you have something lacking in the text of the document, either in the currency or in the dating or in the place, and that is hamitzi shtar chayvah chaviv. Someone produces a document of debt on his friend. It was written in bavel, so my bayim was bavel. So when it says he owes him 100 of this iser of this matbeah, whatever the coin is, it'll be from the currency of bavel because that's where it's written. Because of eretz is written there, it's all my bayim was eretz. You collect from the monies of eretz yisrael. Mashenkev ksuba, which is not necessarily the case regarding the laws of a woman's ksuba, which that's explained in the 16th parak in Hilchas Ishas Halacha Vav, which that's different. Now lohoi b'shtar sheimakom. Let's say, however, the document doesn't say the place where it's written, but vaytziba bavel. But it's produced in bubble. So my bayim is bubble. So then you collect from the money's a bubble. Let's say it's produced in Eretz Yisrael, meaning to collect with it. My bayim is Eretz Yisrael, then you collect from the money's of Eretz Yisrael. Now, let's say the guy's coming to collect from the money's of the place where he's producing the document, which is, like we said, is the halacha. But the borrower claims that actually the currency that I owe him is mekesev shu pachis mezamat be'ah, is actually from monies which is less than this currency over here in this place. Yeshava ha'mal v'vitol. So the lender swears and he collects, because generally we could presume that he borrowed the currency of the place where the document was written. If the borrower is claiming that he owes him less than that, it's as if he says, I paid up the difference, which that requires, as when he says, oh, swear to me that I didn't pay up. So the lender has to swear and then he collects. Now, Hayabekesev stam. Let's say it didn't say what type of currency, it just said monies. But it doesn't say which type. It says 100 kesev. Kesev can mean an iser, it could be a dinar, it could be many different types of coins. So mashi yitzul levin like bay. Whatever the borrower wants to, he could pay him up whatever that amount of quantity was from whatever type of currency that he wants to, which is the least of the amount of whatever kesev it could be. Which mekana talamit, from here you learn from the fact that we had this case where it didn't say in the document the name of the place, you learn shashtar she'im b'shem makim she'nichbay, that if you have a document that doesn't say the name of the place where it was written, koshel chodaba, that will not invalidate, it'll be kosher for all halacha. And b'vadin l'shtar she'im b'zman klal, same thing if you have a document that doesn't have a date at all, shukasha is also going to be valid. Afa pisha eduzu, even though that means to say the testimony of the witnesses who were signed on this document of this loan. You cannot refute them, which generally that will actually prevent the validity of the testimony, because you have to be able to tell them, hey, how could you have said that at that time and that place, you with us, but there is no time and there's no place, or there is place but there's no time, so we don't know when there is, so we can't refute them. That's okay, because we're going to monitor a little bit, not so precise, but Jidish v'chakido with all these different ways of investigating to make sure what they're saying is true. Kamoish is borrowed, like we can explain in Hilchas Eidus Paragim Halacha Aleph. Kedei, why would monetary law be so lenient? Shaloi tindal delos b'fnei levin, which is the metaphorical wording of we shouldn't be closing the door because of the borrowers. In other words, if we're going to make it so difficult for the lenders to collect their debt by all the different ways of checking in, asking, and the witnesses, it's going to prevent people from lending out money. Now, lefikach, therefore, shtari cheva mocharen, when you have post-dated documents, which the date is written later than the date it was written, although you cannot refute the witnesses that are signed in it, like will be explained in its place later on, Perichav Gimel, Halacha Aleph.